Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners.
From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. On today's As It Is, we talk about trends in baby names.
Two words you will hear throughout this report are popular and trend. When something is popular, it is liked or enjoyed by many people. And a trend is a current style or preference. The English writer William Shakespeare was right when he said, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet."
But when it comes to naming a baby, choosing the right name can be a really big issue. Parents can think about and even argue over name choices for months. New parents consider many things before deciding on a name. They might use names from family members. They might name their children after cultural and historic characters. Parents also might choose a name that represents something in which they believe strongly.
There are trends in baby names. Names fall or rise in popularity. Every new child born in the United States needs a Social Security number. So, the best place to find a record of the most popular baby names is the Social Security Administration. It made a list of the 10 most popular names for baby boys in 2014. They are number 10, Daniel, number 9, James, number 8, Alexander, number 7, Michael, number 6, Ethan, number 5, William, number 4, Jacob, number 3, Mason, number 2, Liam, and number 1, Noah.
The department's top 10 names for baby girls in 2014 are number 10, Charlotte, number 9, Madison, number 8, Abigail, number 7, Emily, number 6, Mia, number 5, Ava, number 4, Isabella, number 3, Sophia, number 2, Olivia, and number 1 is Emma.
Pop culture plays a big part in some parents' choice of names. The film The Fault in Our Stars gave us names like Gus and Hazel. Disney's hit movie Frozen may give us more girls named Elsa. And the popularity of singers such as Bruno Mars and Taylor Swift might mean we see more children with these names.
Madison is the 9th most popular name for baby girls in the U.S., but it was rarely used for girls until after the movie Splash came out in 1984. The main character chose it for her name after seeing it on a Madison Avenue street sign in New York City.
Besides being popularized in a film, Madison is a good example of trends in naming a child for other reasons. Madison is unisex, meaning it can be used for girls or boys. It has been a trend for several years to name a girl a unisex name.
Madison is a place name after Madison, Wisconsin. This is another trend in the U.S. Parents may name their child Asia or Paris, or after a city or state, such as Brooklyn or Alabama.
The name Madison is also a surname, as in James Madison, the 4th president of the U.S. Using a last name as a first name is yet another trend in the U.S., but this trend is not permitted in some other countries.
If parents have trouble picking a name, they can turn to several websites for help. The website NameBerry suggests baby names to new parents and also tracks name trends. The website cites two major cultural influences that are influencing names for 2015.
It did not take long for Harper Lee's new novel, Go Set a Watchman, to influence baby names. Atticus Finch is the iconic character in To Kill a Mockingbird. For the boys, NameBerry says Atticus made a big jump on their most popular list from number 370 to number 1 for the first half of 2015.
And the birth of Princess Charlotte to Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, may push the girl's name Charlotte up to number 1 in 2015, according to NameBerry.
A few countries ban a number of names for different reasons. Some bans are designed to protect children. According to reports in The Guardian and Huffington Post, the Mexican state of Sonora banned many names. For example, you cannot name your child Harry Potter, Hermione, Hitler, or Batman. This was done in an effort to prevent children from being bullied or mistreated.
Some countries have naming rules based on cultural or religious reasons. In Germany, you are not permitted to give your child a surname, such as Anderson or Johnson. Germany also bars the naming of a child after an object or product. In Malaysia, parents are not permitted to name children after animals, fruits, or vegetables. So, for example, you will not find a child named Bear running around with his sister Apple and their friend Rose. You could, however, in the U.S.
In the United States, there are few rules governing the names of children. Rules differ from state to state. Some states limit the number of letters you can use in a name. Others ban the use of numbers or symbols. A few states have no naming laws at all.
Since many English names do not have an exact meaning, people sometimes choose words that mean something they like. New parents may identify a quality they would like their child to have and use it as a first or middle name. Words like king, maverick, rebel, and hope can easily be used to make a name.
Some celebrities have pushed this trend to an extreme. They are taking more traditional names like Deacon and Faith and creating names like Rain and Saint. That is why names like Legend, Mercy, and Serenity are expected to become more popular in the future.
When economic conditions are good, some new parents name babies after brand name products. Names like Mercedes, Lexus, and Rolex come to mind. But when the economy is bad, new parents may want a more grounded name with a nature theme. For girls, that could mean a rising popularity for names like Lily, Sky, Summer, Rain, or Jasmine. And for boys, names like River, Sage, and Ash could become all the rage.
Whatever name parents decide, it is most important that they like the sound of it. They will be saying the name a lot. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is In the News. Who and what is the terrorist group that carried out deadly attacks last week in Paris? They call themselves the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS. They also are called IS and ISIL. Critics call them Daesh. A word Islamic State does not prefer to be called. Islamic State has been active in Iraq and Syria since 2013. They say they follow a fundamentalist or extreme form of Islam. That fundamentalism is in response to a liberal way of life in the West, they say. They are known for mass killings, kidnappings, and beheadings of local people, as well as Westerners. They have set people on fire alive and blown others up. They have crucified others. Earlier this month, ISIS claimed responsibility for bombing a Russian passenger plane in Egypt. All 224 people on the plane were killed. The group claimed responsibility for two recent explosions in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. At least 41 people were killed. And the Islamic State said it carried out attacks in Paris on November 13th. 129 people were killed. The group was formed after United States forces invaded Iraq in 2003. A militant leader from Jordan named Abu Musab al-Zarqawi joined the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. They called themselves Al-Qaeda in Iraq. But Zarqawi was killed in a U.S. airstrike in 2003. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has led ISIS since 2010. He had been a prisoner of U.S. forces in Iraq. He and other prisoners joined IS after they were released. Other members of Islamic State come from the political party that supported Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. He was ousted and later executed. In 2013, Islamic State expanded into the civil war in Syria. By June 2014, IS took control of many cities and towns in Iraq and Syria. It announced it had created a caliphate, or a political religious government for Muslims. All Muslims must reject the governments of any other country. It says other governments are signs of opposition to Islam, the religion of Muslims. After the caliphate was announced, Islamic State called al-Baghdadi the leader for Muslims everywhere. This angered most Muslims who did not agree with Islamic State. Analysts say Islamic State earns money through the illegal sale of oil in Syria and by kidnappings, extortion, and other crimes. It also receives money from supporters in some Persian Gulf nations. Islamic State follows an extreme version of Sunni Islam, analysts say. They are the only true believers of Islam, they say, and believe others seek to destroy Islam. This justifies why they attack Muslims and non-Muslims. The Islamic State has also forced women into sexual slavery. It says its holy book, the Quran, supports the enslavement of women and girls. And that's In the News from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.
Now, the special English program, American Stories. Last week, we broadcast the second of our programs called A Princess of Mars. The story is from a series of books by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Last week, we told how John Carter was captured by a group of warriors on the planet Mars. Later, he became one of them by defeating a huge warrior in a fight. He is still a captive, but he is treated with honor because he is a skilled fighter. We left John Carter at the beginning of a fierce battle between the Green Warriors and their main enemy. The enemy came close to the Green Martians in huge airships. The Green Martians attacked. John Carter continues to tell about what happens to him in Edgar Rice Burroughs' story, A Princess of Mars.
Another of the large airships exploded high. Members of the crew fell to the ground. The huge ship lost control and began turning again and again. Soon, it was close to the ground. The warriors climbed aboard the ship and began fighting the members of the crew who were still alive. Soon, the fighting stopped. The warriors began taking everything from the ship. At last, they brought a captive from deep within the ship. Two of the warriors had their captive by each arm. I wanted to see what new and strange form of life this creature would be. As they came near, I saw that it was a woman. She looked like a woman from Earth. She was young. Her skin was a light red, almost a copper color. I saw at once that she was extremely beautiful. She had a fine face, with large dark eyes and long black hair. As her guards led her away, she saw me for a moment. She seemed very surprised. Her face looked hopeful. But when I made no attempt to speak to her, her face grew sad, and she looked very small and frightened. As I watched her disappear into a building, I realized that Sola was near me.
John Carter, that woman will be saved for the great games that are held by our people. The games are long and cruel, and end in death for those captured in battle. Her death will be slow and painful. She will die for the enjoyment of all.
Sola's face seemed sad when she said this. I could tell by the way she spoke that she did not like the games and did not want to see the young woman die. She was very different from the rest of her people. Sola, do you not like the games?
No, John Carter. My mother died in the games. That is a secret you must not tell anyone. The wall where Tars Tarkas found you held eggs that produce our young. All the children belong to the tribe. A mother never knows which child is hers when they come out of the egg. My mother hid the egg that carried me. It was not placed within the walled area. She kept her secret until after I was born. But others discovered her secret, and she was condemned to die in the games. She hid me among other children before she was captured. If this secret were learned, I too would die in the games. Before she left me, My mother told me the name of my father. I alone keep that secret. It would mean death for him as well as me. My people are violent and cruel.
The next day I entered the great room where the green Martians held meetings. The Red Woman prisoner was there too. Soon, the leader of the green Martians came into the room. His name was Lorquas Tomel. He began speaking to the prisoner.
Who are you? And what is your name?
I am the Princess Deja Thoris, daughter of Mors Kajak, the ruler of Helium. Our airship was on a scientific flight. We were to study the air and atmosphere. Without our work, the air on our planet would grow thin and we would all die. Why would you attack us?
As she talked, a warrior ran to her and hit her in the face, knocking her to the ground. He placed a foot on her small body and began laughing. I reached for the small sword I carried and rushed to attack the huge warrior. He was a strong opponent, but again, because of the low gravity on Mars, my strength was far greater than his. In a few short minutes, the green warrior was dead. I helped the young woman to her feet.
Who are you? Why did you risk your life to help me? You look almost the same as my people, but you wear the weapons of a green warrior. Who or what are you?
My name is John Carter. I am from the planet Earth. How I got here is a long story. I attacked that warrior because where I come from, men do not attack women. I will offer you my protection as long as I can. However, I must tell you that I, too, am a captive.
Come, John Carter, and bring the Red Woman with you. Let us leave this room quickly, before some warrior attempts to stop us.
The three of us quickly returned to the building where I had spent the last several days. Sola then left to prepare food. Wulla sat in the corner and looked at the both of us. The young woman was afraid of poor, ugly Wulla. I told her not to fear him. Wulla is not only my guard, he is my friend. I have treated him with kindness that he has never known. As each day passes, he trusts me more. I now think he would follow any command I give. Sola has told me that all captives are held until they can die in the great games held by the Green Martians. Our only chance to survive is to escape, but we must have Sola's help for our plan to succeed.
Yes, if we stay with the Green Warriors, we will both die. If we are to escape, we will need several of the animals to ride. It will be our only chance.
I have several of the animals. They were given to me when I became a warrior. Sola came back later with food for the two of us. Deja Thoris and I asked for her help. The three of us talked long into the night. At last, Sola gave us her answer.
Your best chance for escape will be in the next 2 days. We will leave this city tomorrow and begin a long trip to the home of our tribe. I will help you escape, but I must come with you. I will be killed if you escape.
Sola, of course you must come with us. You are not cruel or violent, as many of your people are. Help us, and I can promise you a much better life. You will be treated with respect as an honored guest.
The next morning, we rode away from the city on our animals. More than 1,000 animals were carrying the huge tribe of green Martians. Also in the group were one American, one princess of the royal house of Helium, our guard Sola, and poor, ugly Wula. Late that night we left the camp. One animal carried me, another Sola and Princess Deja Thoris. Wula followed close behind. We rode quickly through the Martian night. I looked into the sky and saw Earth across the great distance of space. Since I had met the Princess Deja Thoris, I had not thought once of Earth or home. I knew then that I would never willingly leave her. The next morning I could see that we were being followed by several hundred of the green warriors. Our animals were very tired. I knew we must stop. I told Sola and the princess to take the stronger of the two animals and ride away. I will hold back the green warriors as long as I can. Wula, go with them and guard them with your life.
We can't leave you alone. It would be certain death if you are captured again. You must come with us.
Sola took the princess by the arm and lifted her on top of the animal she had chosen. Quickly, she began riding away. For a moment, Wula looked at me, then turned and ran after them. I took out my rifle from its case. I began firing to slow the green warriors. I was able to slow them for more than an hour, but then I had no more ammunition. Soon, I was surrounded. A green warrior got off his animal and came toward me. He pulled out his long, thin sword. I reached for mine. As we neared each other, I saw it was Tars Tarkas. He stopped and spoke to me very slowly.
You will die here today, John Carter. It is I who must kill you. Know that I will take no pleasure in your death.
You have been listening to the special English program, American Stories. This has been the third program in our series, A Princess of Mars, by Edgar Rice Burroughs. This story was adapted for Special English by Paul Thompson. It was produced by Paul Thompson and Mario Ritter. Shep O'Neill was the voice of John Carter. Steve Ember was Tars Tarkas. Barbara Klein was Sola, and Gwen Uten was the Princess Deja Thoris. Join us again next week as we continue A Princess of Mars in VOA Special English.